With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news tonight as Fox News is reporting that the missing service member that was shot down Friday over Iran has been found and extracted. The rescue team is now safely out of Iran airspace. The stranded service member had retreated to a cliffside area where he remained since Friday after his F-15E fighter jet was shot down. His emergency beacon was detected by the extraction team late last night and the rescue operation ensued. President Trump has issued a statement tonight saying that the service member rescued in Iran is injured, but, quote, will be just fine, unquote, and that the U.S. was monitoring his location. We will continue to provide updates on this developing story. There are reports there could be more changes in the Trump administration.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation, with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard over her handling of disputes related to Iran policy, though the White House currently maintains public support for her.
Correspondent Ken Lorman also says Pam Bondi was removed as Attorney General following criticism of her handling of high-profile cases. Artemis II astronauts are more than halfway to the moon as they seek to break Apollo 13's record.
Astronauts on board the Artemis spacecraft describing Saturday the extraordinary things they had already seen a few days into their 10-day mission to travel around the moon. Jeremy Hansen on The View.
And it just felt like we were falling out of the sky back to Earth. And I said to Reed, it feels like we're going to hit it. It's amazing that we're actually going to go around and miss this thing.
There are four Artemis II astronauts, and they are more than halfway to the moon. They will reach their destination Monday, performing a lunar flyby and then coming straight back to Earth. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington has a new snapshot of religious radio in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
The professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over persecution of Christians in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says that over the past two decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Dr. Lukacik says Christians in this country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers who are suffering. This is SRN News. It's another historic milestone for an NBA rookie.
Cooper Flagg has scored 51 points to become the first teenager to reach the 50-point mark in an NBA game. Rookie number one pick of the Dallas Mavericks scored 24 points in the fourth quarter alone in a 138-127 loss to the Orlando Magic. Flagg's previous career high was 49. Bob Agner reporting.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says despite the hardships due to the war in Iran, he believes the conflict must continue.
But in the long run, it is to our great national security advantage that we finally defang and neuter this terrorist revolutionary regime that has been spreading chaos and violence against the United States and the civilized world for 47 years.
Senator Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network he mourns for those who've lost their lives in Operation Epic Fury and prays for those who've been injured. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.